It's showtime, folks!
Ooh, so this is the thanks I get for working overtime.
It is Wednesday, my dudes. It is Wednesday indeed. Welcome in to the truly hard seltzer studios of Fan Run Radio here. Another edition of Overtime is clocking in right now a little after 6 o'clock here on your Wednesday evening. Tag team action tonight. Tanner Carson along with Matthew King, who's in the house.
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
Doing a nice little sound drop there. He's on the ones and twos. Matt, how are you doing, my friend? I'm trying to get the camera on you. Your camera's going away for... No, never mind. There you are.
I was doing...
You're on camera now. There you are. Say hi to everyone.
Hello, everyone. I was doing fantastic for most of the day, and then I sat down for some quick dinner pre-show, looked at my phone, and Twitter erupted. And now I'm not having such a great day.
Yeah, it's probably similar for a lot of other people, too. The news breaking less than an hour ago, something that we kind of feared in the back of our minds. But, you know, it's already the middle of the week. It's late on your Wednesday. It's been days since the game, and you thought, okay, I guess nothing's going to happen in regards to Juwan Jennings' sideline scuffle with the Vanderbilt player that involved members of the other teams, too. And then that, of course, involved the little bit of the stomp. A little bit of stomp on the face right there. We gave our takes earlier in the week about what we thought actually happened. We were all pretty much in agreement. And even though we're always going to take it for a guy. Sometimes that can blind you a little bit, but my goodness, we still, even looking at that objectively, we thought there's no way he did the Albert Haynesworth on that dude. There's no way he intentionally premeditated a stomp on his face to try to really harm a dude. Now, sure, was he careless and probably didn't care about what he stepped on as he was trying to get away from the scuffle? Yeah, sure. I don't think he was completely free of, you know, any type of responsibility. But did he do the curb stomp on a guy? I mean, did he pull out the American History X on him? No, he did not. He didn't do anything of that nature right there. And the biggest thing with trying to punish anything after the fact is, don't you have to prove some intent? Don't you have to prove some malice? You would think so, right?
No, we're dealing with collegiate athletics.
Yeah, we are also dealing with collegiate athletics, and we are dealing with the SEC. SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey this afternoon, I'm trying to get the statement up here, he officially announced that the SEC has suspended Juwan Jennings for the first half of Tennessee's bowl game, wherever and whenever it may be. Phil Fulmer's already had a statement as well. Is the internet down? This would be a bad time if the internet's down.
I haven't noticed yet.
Look at the statement if you can, Matt, while I'm trying to get everything working right here, because stuff is not loading right now. But basically, he cites some NCAA rule.
You were asking for Fulmer's statement, right?
Well, do you have Sankey's first? I mean, you can go ahead and get Fulmer's. Fulmer's is shorter. I'm not going to read off Sankey's. Sankey's just goes into a bunch of... It's very bureaucratic when it goes into, you know, rule book of the NCAA section, blah, 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 code, blah, blah, blah. But Fulmer had a very short statement in response.
Fulmer said, Commissioner Sankey shared his perspective on the actions in question. We had a long conversation about the matter, and we will honor the suspension. Juwan has been nothing but outstanding for our team and program this entire season. So basically just saying, okay, I guess. Obviously, they're honoring the suspension, so he will not play the first half. It doesn't sound like they're going to make any attempt at an appeal. I was a little surprised to see this, to be honest, because we were talking on Monday. It kind of seemed like the blue check marks had calmed down and that this kind of all blew over, you know?
People stopped talking about that, not even 48 hours later, like they always do. They always move on to something else to be outraged over. Always.
Right, and so I was a little surprised that the SEC went ahead and took actions for it. And, you know, Juwan's going to have to sit out in his last for half of his game, last game as a Vol. And, you know, I guess objectively, I can't be too upset about this. That means the SEC is going back and finding things. But this does raise the question, why are they going back to try to find something like this when earlier in the season we had Cash Daniel trying to tear the foot off of Kyle Trask, and there was nothing done about the SEC there. So
a Cash Daniels incident against Florida, that got a whole lot more traction right. Online especially.
Yeah.
And that was completely blatant. I don't think you needed to try to worry about any type of premeditated malice there.
Right. And the people who know Juwan were saying after the game, like, stuff like, he just loves Tennessee. He's not really, that's not him. But when the incident with Cash Daniel happened, everyone was saying, well, yeah, this is Cash Daniel. This is what he does. You know, there was somebody accusing him of breaking a window.
He had a couple of accusers come out and levy some off-field accusations at him, actually.
So
that's besides the point, though.
A little surprise. I have seen the take that there wasn't enough evidence for them to say a whole game, so they're like, oh, just a half game. My take on it is they actually did find the evidence, and they just didn't want Vol fans to be super upset that Juwan Jennings would be gone for his entire last game.
What evidence, though? Elaborate on that.
No, so, I guess, sorry. For what I believe their criteria for a full suspension would have been, but I think since this is Juwan Jennings' last game, they're just going to say, you know what, we don't want Tennessee fans to riot because crazy things happen.
Well, they didn't want to upset Tennessee fans. They've already missed right there because
I'm not
happy, and a lot of other people are a lot more unhappy than I am.
Sure, I mean, I'm not happy about it, but, like, I don't know. I feel like you're still getting to see Juwan Jennings play his last game. Sure, it won't be as long, and, you know, depending on how the game goes, he may not be able to really do much in the second half. But if they're going to – I guess here's my take. If they're going to actually do something about these on-the-field incidents, this is the precedent. However, the precedent should have been set earlier in the season with Cash.
So now, it's funny you mentioned precedent now. So is the SEC saying that, yeah, if you stomp on a guy's face without a helmet on, accidental or not, it's only worth half a game? So is that the precedent they're setting?
Only if it's their last game as a college athlete. That is my guess. That is what I believe to be the most accurate thing, because no one knows what goes on in the mind of the commissioner of the SEC. I don't know.
Probably a bunch of doo-doo right now. Greg Sankey can eat it.
Probably just trying to figure out, actually right now, getting to the officiating crew so they can let Georgia win so they can get two teams in the playoffs.
Hope someone stuffs him in a locker. I'd pay money to see Coach O beat his ass, honestly. That's just me, though.
Where are you going, commissioner?
That's pretty good. Matt, you low-key do some really good voice work.
Thank you.
Between that, EA Sports, dude. You got your EA Sports? Can you?
EA Sports. It's in the game.
Look at that. That's fantastic. Between all that, you have some talent. I just want to make that known.
I appreciate it.
I'm kind of in this camp right now about this right here. So Connor Knapp, who's a big Tennessee fan, he's working for Barstool, living the dream up there in New York, representing the Big Orange up there. He said on Twitter about an hour ago, "You know damn well if the SEC could prove Juwan intentionally stepped on a kid's face, he would and should be suspended for more than a half. But this is a sickening." I don't even know the word he used there. That's interesting. I'm about to look this word up. a coincidence? I don't have a clue what this word he used is, but he's basically saying that they caved to a social media mob when it comes to the Juwan outrage from your DJ Shockley's, who said it was the worst thing he's ever seen on a football field. Give me a break. You had the one dude who said it was worse than Myles Garrett. You had the original dude who worked for Saturday Down South, I believe. Was it that Baylor Cook dude who's the first one to tweet a video with a caption that he should be kicked off the team?
Yeah, well,
and all the other sanctimonious crap, and then G-Man Vols and the some other Vol Twitter people, they kind of looked at his profile and
canceled him.
More or less, he put his account on private. You know, there might have been some more. How should I say it? Some more personal bigoted reasons behind what he was trying to do potentially, just by looking at the timeline. I don't know. I'm not gonna throw any accusations out there, but that's what other people found. But you know, everyone tried to make a big outrage. Worst thing they've ever seen. Oh my God, it's worse than the Hindenburg disaster. This is worse than literal murders that have happened. Oh my God, the humanity. And then certainly Vanderbilt has been crying for almost a week now to the SEC office. And this also might be a way to kind of pacify them a little bit.
Yeah, because it's not like they're trying to get ready for their fourth win of the season or anything.
No, they're not.
Wait, did they go 3-9 or 4-8?
They went 3-9.
Okay, cool.
They went 3-9, wins over Northern Illinois, Mizzou, and ETSU.
I mean, if you can't make it through that gauntlet, I mean, I'm impressed.
Congrats, Vandy. You all hate Juwan Jennings because he doesn't like you and your administration and coaches. I'm sure Derek Mason all cried to Birmingham. You got Juwan suspended for the first half of a bowl game. Congrats. Hang a banner for this season. God knows you have a lot of room to hang banners. You got plenty of empty space, Vanderbilt.
Honestly, if we were able to get an Alabama player suspended, I would want to hang a banner. I'm not going to lie.
Come on, man. We're already their second best win of the season. I think that's good enough.
All right, we need to hang the banner for that. I'm going to hang the banner for I was there, made Bama fans feel mad about the season.
It's like the Colts. We beat like the Colts at that point when they hung up their, what was their banner when they lost the AFC title game? Like AFC runner-up 2014. It was something pathetic like that. Sure, let's just take after them. You want to take after the Colts, Matt? Is that what you're saying?
No.
Okay.
Because the Titans beat the Colts. I don't have to subject to what the Colts believe anymore.
Yeah! Let them have it. The SEC's full of crap, though, man. There's absolutely full of crap to circle back to Juwan. Because, I'm in that camp that they couldn't prove that he did that intentionally. They couldn't prove that there was any premeditated malice and intent to harm the Vandy player with the quote-unquote stomp there. But there's enough outrage that they said, okay, we're going to do something to act like we had a mission accomplished here when it came to levying punishments. But don't ask us about Cash Daniel. Don't ask us about any Alabama players. Don't ask us about anything else this season. Just don't look at the man behind the curtain, please. Whatever you do. Juwan, even in his last game, he's got another obstacle to overcome.
If there's any player that would probably do more in the game in the time he had, it's going to be Juwan.
Oh, if he runs out of that tunnel at halftime, where whatever bowl game it is. Let's just say it's in Jacksonville for the Gator Bowl. Hope he runs out of that locker room. Tennessee's down a touchdown. He sprints out of that locker room like he's the ultimate warrior back in the 80s. Just going ballistic.
Three catches, 163 yards, three touchdowns.
Oh, the Randy Moss Thanksgiving stat line.
The Randy Moss Thanksgiving
see,
stat
see what line. You did there. Let's open up these phone lines, too, because I know there might be a lot of people out there who need to get their two cents heard. And, hell, maybe you have a different stance on it. I've seen some people having some different stances on this, saying that, yeah, he probably did do it on purpose, and it probably is deserved, whatever. I think some people are just being contrarians for the sake of being contrarians, which
always happens.
Nothing makes me more irritated than that. But I do think some people honestly believe that it's something different. And we're welcome to hear from all sides here. 865-546-8200, 546-8200. My stance is that the SEC can go to hell, but that's a stance that's never changed for me. That's pretty much my stance every day of the week. for one reason or another. But again, 865-546-8200. We will be with you until 8 o'clock tonight.